Hey guys, welcome to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Hopefully you guys are all well rested and ready to go this week. I know I am. That Thanksgiving break was exactly what the fuck I needed. I was able to catch up on some really good sleep, decompress, relax, but most importantly, I was able to go within and do me without any fucking distractions, and it was amazing. I know some of you guys are wishing that we had more time, but for me, it was perfect. Thanksgiving was bomb as well. I was able to cook for Jay's family. They're Vietnamese, so they don't really celebrate Thanksgiving, well, at least not the food part of it. And you know me, I'm a hardcore tourist. I like to throw the fuck down in the kitchen, and that's exactly what I did. I cooked up a huge feast for them. You know, turkey, ham, all the traditional side dishes blew their minds. You know, I'm all about compliments when it comes to my cooking, and they had plenty of them. I was all for it. It was great. Christina actually showed up on Thanksgiving and made a guest appearance. She showed up with the bombest, I know it's going to sound simple, but the bombest chocolate banana pudding, and I keep forgetting the name of the place that she got it from. You guys, it took everything in me not to slam my fucking face in that bowl and eat every bit of it or growl at a bitch when they came up for seconds, because you know my mind was going, that's exactly what I want to be tearing into when I get stoned tonight, and there better be enough. Thank God nobody got beat, nobody got hurt, there was plenty for me to eat when I got stoned. Christina, my love, that shit did not last 24 hours in the fridge. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming. It was amazing seeing you. It was amazing hanging out with you. You know, I love you. I consider you family. And that, to me, is what Thanksgiving's all about, spending it with people that you love and eating and just being comfortable. Thank you, Christina, for coming in. Love, love, love you. I know everybody knows that Mercury is retrograde right now, and people are walking around being stupid, not paying attention, like zombies. I'm reading some of these little fake blogger bitches on social media talking about Mercury retrograde, not knowing what the fuck they're talking about, blaming it for their own stupidity, their own insecurities, and all that stuff. Let's be real. When Mercury goes direct, you're still going to be stupid and you're still going to be insecure. Stop blaming Mercury retrograde for your bullshit. There is nothing wrong with it. Utilize the energy for what it's worth, and that's slowing down, taking a step back, and reassessing. And that's exactly what the fuck I'm doing. I'm taking a step back, I'm reassessing, re-strategizing, regrouping any goals, visions, or targets that I had set forth earlier this year, and making sure that I'm still aligned with those goals, and tweaking anything that needs to be tweaked, because you know, time changes everything, so I want to make sure everything is up to par with where I'm at, and everything is. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not stopping, I'm not living my life, I'm still doing me, but I'm being a little bit more cautious, I'm being a little bit more paying attention to detail. But I'm still doing me. A lot of people get so scared they don't want to do anything. They blame Mercury retrograde for everything. It is fine, you guys. Take a step back. Utilize that energy for what it's worth and just reassess. There's nothing scary about it. Once it goes direct, everything is fine. This happens 3 or 4 times a year. Nothing major really comes out of it. You can always count on communication to be a little bit slow or travel plans to be a little dinged up. But most importantly, as much as you want to pay attention and make sure that all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed, you cannot help the other motherfucker. They got to do their part and they got to pay attention. And that's where I find most of my beef with Mercury retrograde. It's not necessarily me. It's the other person not paying attention. And I do not mind tying their shoelaces during this time here, because I want to make sure I don't get a headache from your stupidity. So just make sure that you're asking a lot of questions and that you're, you know, just making sure everything is in place before you sign anything or you take action during this time. But do not live your life. I'll give you a really good example real quick. Nikki Garcia, my really good friend, her mother was getting ready to move into a new place during a Mercury retrograde, and she was so scared. She called me up and she was like, Chris, my mom is getting ready to move into a new place and it's Mercury retrograde. Should we not do it? And I was like, love, no, do what you need to do. If this is what she wants to do, go ahead and do it. But make sure that you pay attention to the lease and that it aligns with what they originally said, and that you ask as many questions as you can to the realtor. But don't be afraid of it. Do you? She was like, great. She understood. Her mom ended up signing that lease. Nothing bad happened. She took the time to make sure everything was in place. She got what she wanted and it is fine. Nothing major happened. So again, use that example. Don't worry about it. Do not believe these trendy little bitches. I mean, how old are they? 18, 19, talking about Mercury retrograde? I mean, you still got milk on your tongue. Don't be dumb. Don't take the word of them. Again, they're going to be stupid no matter what. You do you. On today's episode, I know I had mentioned on my IG story that we're going to talk about real, recognize as real, practicing what you preach, and that we've cut the grass and exposed the snakes. I'm not going to go so hardcore, but I am going to do some exposing. I am going to do some shit talking. You guys know that's what I'm about. That's what I do. Let's get into it. Practicing what you preach. I don't know how many times I'm watching people on social media post these inspirational quotes or taking the quotes of other people and putting it on social media. Nothing wrong with it, but let's be real here. a lot of you guys are into wishful thinking, and I've told you my stance on wishful thinking. I'm not going to sit and wait for something to happen. I'm going to go make it happen. You guys sit there and do you and take on the energy of other people or rely on the energy of other people to get you going. At the end of the day, love, you still got to stand up and you got to do you. So make sure that whatever you're putting out there, you truly believe. And it's not just wishful thinking and it's not positivity for the day, and that you're not distracting yourself from doing what it is that you need to be doing. Because at the end of the day, again, you still have lessons that you need to learn and you have to go through it. Everybody can be your support system. Everybody can kind of boost you up and give you their quotes or a pat on the back, but you have to be the one to get up and walk. You have to be the one to believe in what it is that you're saying. You have to have the confidence to live each day out. I know a lot of these people, I'm not friends with them. They're acquaintances, if you will, but I'm watching them and watching them make a mockery out of themselves, especially some of these podcasters. I've been on their show. And I'm not going to name any names, but some of them wouldn't know positivity if it slapped them in the fucking face. I mean, I'm being honest here. They're ruthless. They're shady. They're fucking career biting. They're shit talkers. They're so worried about other people talking shit about them. I remember I met with one of them, and throughout the whole conversation, they were talking about how horrible this other person was. And every time they kept talking about this person, I kept saying, well, what are you doing about it? Why are you still letting this person infiltrate your mind? Why are you still thinking about them? Why can't you get over it? Well, because they hurt my feelings. What are you, fucking 6 years old? Get over it. You mean to tell me that that person has that much strength and that much of a hold on you that you're going to take that for the rest of your fucking life and use that as your excuse as to why you're so miserable or why you're having hard times? Get over that shit. Because at the end of the day, you're talking so much shit on your social media about how strong and how in control you are, but you're weak and you're crying and you're hiding over what one person says to you. Get over that shit. You are not practicing what you preach. I had another girl reach out to me. She reached out and asked if she could be on In Your Head. And you guys know, this is my baby. This is my project. This is what I love doing. This person messaged me and asked if she can be on my podcast, said that she went to a healer and that it was life-changing. I looked at your shit just immediately after you sent me that, and there's nothing life-changing that happened to you. You're still a mess, and there's no way that I'm going to have you on my show. I'm sorry, love. I just can't do it. You are all over the place. I'm not going to have you on here and hijack my show and just talk straight out of your ass about stuff you have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Wait till you learn some lessons. Wait till you've been humbled. Wait till we can really see that these lessons are working on you, and then maybe I might consider having you on the show, but right now it's a flat-out no. I'm not going to do it. Another example here. A network reached out to me. I really want to work with this one. I really want to collaborate with them. But I'm going to be honest, they were straight up and said, you know, how many episodes do you have? And at that time, I only had 12. And they said, why don't you get a hold of me when you have about 20, 25? And I was like, understandable. Again, I'm not expecting the world to come directly at my feet. I have to earn my fucking stripes. I am new to this, especially to the podcasting and the entertainment industry. Make no mistake. I know my worth right now. And I know that I don't have as much experience as some of the other people out there. So I'm willing to take that. No harm, no foul. Really appreciated that person. They were very polite. They reached out to me a couple days later with another show that's on their network as me being a guest. Bus coming down the street, getting ready to throw your ass right underneath it. I've worked with one of these girls before. I like them as a solo person doing their own show. Did not feel that they needed to jump on this person's show at all. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. That's them. That's their friendship. I don't give a shit about it. The other person, I do not like. I'm going to keep it 100. I do not like this person. I had a meeting with this person about a year ago with another podcast friend of mine. Did not like their energy whatsoever. Gave them a quick reading. They were so deceptive that I think I spooked them because I saw right through them. Will not have anything to do with this person. The person from that network reached out and asked if I would be on their show. You guys, I'd be a fucking hypocrite if I went on that show. It would just, I don't give a fuck if it's on the dream network that I want to be on. I don't care. I cannot do it. So I politely declined the offer and said, I like so-and-so on a solo level, but the other person I do not like. So I'm going to have to politely decline. Thank you very much. Not afraid to do it. That's just who I am. I practice what I preach. I mean what I say, and I go after what I want. Make no mistakes. There's nothing phony about me. That would have been phony. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. That bitch knows I don't fucking like her. But yeah, real recognizes real. This is somebody that comes across on a spiritual level and talks about, you know, manifesting. And I'm watching all these other people that claim to have a spiritual background, and they're not really about spirituality. They're more about their image. You guys follow me on social media. When was the last time you saw me post a selfie? When was the last time you saw me flex on my Instagram? That is not who I am. I am not a model. I'm not an actor. I'm a psychic medium. What the fuck does what I look like have to do with my ability? And I'm watching all these people that are talking about being healers, being Reiki this, being into chakras, being this, and they're posing with like bottles of champagne and living this very bougie life. Call yourself a model because you're not spiritual. And your goddamn clients, I question them as well too. I question their mental capacity. I question if they really do have a brain, because who the fuck would spend $1,200 to hear what you have to say? You sound like a fucking baby. You're just fluffing everything up and you're making people feel materialistic. But guess what? As I mentioned to this other guy, I'm going to jump back and forth here. Jay reached out to this guy one time that has this show that's all about uplifting men, talking about dating and techniques and, you know, grooming and all this stuff about being a man and all this crazy shit. The guy wanted to interview me because I would have been the first psychic on his podcast. And he was a little hesitant and he wasn't sure how it was going to work out. So he carved out a half an hour and I gave him a reading. And I was talking to him about his audience and what was going on here. And I was like, you know, here's what I see happening with your career. I have a feeling the way that it looks, it looks like you're going to want to tweak or revamp what it is that you're doing. I feel like clarity is going to set into play and you're going to realize that what you're really doing here is not as effective as you think it is. And here's my reasoning for it. And this goes along with spirituality. This person just happens to be a motivational speaker. Everybody goes there because they're lost and they're looking for guidance. They're looking for someone to kind of point them in the right direction, you know, maybe point out their path to them, you know, just provide some insight and guidance. Nothing wrong with that. But a good majority of them are weak fucking people, weak-minded, physically weak, not really having the headspace for positivity or really have it in them to make these changes. Yes, you guys, I don't care what you say, everybody can change. No, everybody cannot change. Let's be real here. Let's stop fucking sugarcoating it and let's stop feeling sorry for people and patting them on the back because we know that they're weak. We all know there's people out there and everybody has one in their family that you know they're never going to fucking change. There's nothing you can do for them. They are, I don't want to say cursed at birth, but they're not going anywhere. Be truthful with that. There's nothing wrong with it. That's just who they are. Thank God it's not fucking you. But I was telling this guy, out of all these men that you're helping that go to your seminar, there's weak ass fucking people. There's guys that are like 5'2", nothing wrong if you're short or whatever. You know they're not going to sprout 8'7" overnight or it's going to change their mentality. They're going there because they want to be uplifted. They want the positivity. But the takeaway at the end of the night, how many of those people actually are going to go out there and do what you're telling them to do? What is the percentage? And I asked him. He could not give me a percentage. He kept backpedaling, going back and forth. I said, because you know that what you're saying is only going to help a certain amount of people. It is completely different when it comes to a psychic reading, at least when it comes to me. Yes, I love money. Yes, I like when a client pays me, but I don't take advantage of people. And if I can't reach you or if I can't help you, I'm not going to take your money. I'm not even going to pretend to fluff things up. And I've hurt people's feelings by turning them away. So asking this guy, how many people are actually taking away what you're saying and applying it? What is the percentage? I don't know. It's your fucking show. What do you mean you don't know? How many people are reaching out and you're seeing success stories? Well, you know, because you know that they're not. Same thing with spirituality. You can motivate, you can pump up, you can put as many spiritual quotes all over your room, you can tape them to your forehead. If you're not about that and you don't have the strength in you to do it, you are not going to go anywhere. It is not going to do anything for you. You have to make this happen on your own. And a lot of these people that are claiming to be spiritual gurus or healers or wanting to help, they're just taking your money. There is nothing healing about them. And I've told you all before, get them all in the same room with me and let's talk about it. But none of them want to. A lot of them, I'm not going to lie, I'm not tooting my own horn. A lot of them are afraid to come around me or afraid to collaborate with me because they know I'm going to call bullshit on them. And I will. I'm just not about that. I'm not taking what I do and making a mockery out of it. I'm sick of seeing that. That's why people don't trust psychics, mediums. And there's a bunch of us out here that are really doing good work and that have people like you in front that are making people question our authenticity and what it is that we're doing. It's ridiculous. I'm sick of it. So here's another really good example. I interviewed a woman by the name of Madison Margolin. She is a cannabis writer for High Times, Playboy. She's done all these major publications. One of the greatest people I know, so down to earth, so sweet. I met her at her Beverly Hills apartment. She met me outside and I caught her looking at me when we were walking up and she kind of looked a little surprised. I didn't want to tap in psychically and read her mind and go that far. I was just wondering maybe if she was a little bit hesitant because she sees two guys coming to her place and it was only her. I mean, you would have to be a little hesitant, you know, being a woman and having these two strange guys come up to your apartment. I mean, no shit, right? So we get into the apartment, we sit down, I'm getting ready to interview her, but I wanted to break the ice with her. I wanted to get in her head, and I wanted to kind of calm her down and relax her and let her know that I was not a threat. I mean, and kind of play up the whole Queenie thing and make her laugh and just make her feel comfortable before we started recording, because I can tell she was a little bit nervous. So we sat there and we talked, we had a really good conversation. It came time to record, started recording the episode, and I was like, and you'll hear it on the episode when I post it. I was like, I caught you, you know, staring at me a little bit. What did you think when I initially walked up? And she said, let me just tell you something. I lived in LA my whole life, born and raised, and I've seen so many people claiming to be spiritual gurus, claiming to be psychic, claiming to be a medium, claiming to have, you know, all these gifts here. And a lot of them are full of shit. And I was like, I hope you don't think I'm full of shit. She goes, no, quite the opposite. She's all, when you walked up, I saw you. You're wearing an Adidas sweatshirt. You're wearing jeans and you're wearing tennis shoes. You're not wearing bindi. You don't have a turban on your head. You don't have a crystal ball in your back pocket. You look normal. And I really appreciate it. What really blew my mind is when you read me and I saw how authentic you were. She goes, and there's not a lot of people out there. And I told her, that's exactly what the fuck I want to do. I want to change the face of psychics and mediums. I want to change the way the world views us, because a lot of people are out there making a mockery out of it and really making us look bad. So I appreciated her honesty. So you're going to find a lot of times people are going to judge you based on the way that you look. And if you're coming in here with like a costume on or trying to play up the whole spiritual side of things, it's going to make you look really fake and really stupid, because at the end of the day, what does it matter what you look like? It's all about your ability and your talent and what you can bring to the table, not your fucking image. I don't know where image came in here and it superseded your talent and your ability, but that's not how I play here. Again, there's nothing wrong with you if you want to post pictures of you, selfies of you, you know, in a spiritual guru outfit or whatever, but don't call yourself spiritual. Don't call yourself a healer. Don't call yourself a psychic. You're a model and you're an actress. That's what you are. And I will call you out each and every time. And if you have a problem with it, come directly to me and let's talk about it. I'm not going to lie. I have friends that do that shit too. Talking about they're ready for love and ready for a relationship and ready to do this. They've gone through the healing. They're posting all these inspirational quotes about being in love. You are just as clingy and as codependent as ever. Stop hiding behind positive quotes, quotes about love, quotes about being healed, quotes about reclaiming your power. You have not reclaimed anything but your codependency. That is it. Let's be truthful. Why are you not in a relationship? Why do you keep getting blocked there? Because you are not mentally ready for it. And instead of taking time to go within and really taking a good look at what's going on, you choose not to. You think you're good to go. Well, your no relationship having ass speaks for itself. Practice what you preach. Stop putting shit out there if you really don't believe in it. So this jumps into having true friends, people that you truly do fuck with, or that you get down and have your back and you have theirs, not fake ass friends. Don't make me refer you to the Friends episode that I did where I was calling out names there about, again, career biting bitches, people that are taking advantage of you that are not really your friends. I'm talking about the true, honest to God ones. I actually met up with one this weekend. Mercury's retrograde again, like I mentioned. People from the past are coming in left and right. My really good friend Ryan Bailey hit me up. We got together on Saturday, had an amazing lunch, had one too many cocktails, but we're really having a good conversation and having a good time and just chilling out and doing us. This is somebody that I consider a true friend. He is actually one of those really good men that I was talking about on my man episode. He's one of the good guys. Amazing fucking soul, amazing person. I'm going to have him on the podcast. Trip out on this real quick. We share the same exact birthday, month, day, and year. The only difference between Ryan and I is that he's 3 hours ahead of me. He was born in Ohio. I was born in Los Angeles. We share very similar traits. We're not identical. You would think, since the charts are so similar, he definitely has his own personality, but the takeaway from this is that we vibe extremely well and we pick up right where we left off, and he is a true to God, honest friend. Ryan is one of those friends that's always trying to give me ideas and help me out, how to take me to the next level. He is not somebody that is stingy with his fucking resources, and I never ask Ryan. I never say, oh, can you help me out? We're just really good friends, and he really takes the time to talk to me, ask me questions. He helps me out. He is a true fucking friend. Like, he was already talking about, I'm going to align you with so-and-so and so-and-so, whatever, and he is true to his word. That is a really good friend. I was just over at Allie Levine's house. You know, that is my girl. For whatever fucking reason, I'm so connected to her. I was on her podcast before and instantly, like I said before, fell in love with her. She's an amazing person. I really feel like she's family. I was hanging out with her, her mother-in-law, her husband, and her father-in-law, and that beautiful baby, Amelia, yesterday, and just I told Jay, we'll stay there till about 7:30. We have to come back and do some editing and do some stuff for the show. We were supposed to be there at 5. We got there on time. I was like, let's just stay here till 7:30. 7:30 didn't happen. We were there till about 11 o'clock at night. They started pouring wine. Her mother-in-law made this bomb-ass lasagna. So you know me, I'm going to sit my fat ass down and I'm going to do me. And that's exactly what I did. Allie is one of the realest people I know. I love that woman. I cannot wait to see what she does. Talk about real. This woman really has taken the time to go within. And I mean, she'll tell you herself, she's not 100% there, but she is getting there. And she acknowledges her faults and she's really working through it. This is not somebody that's just posting inspirational quotes. She really believes what she's saying and she's really doing things. And I can't wait till she changes the fucking game for herself. Seriously, she is a powerhouse all to herself. Those are people that I align myself with. Those are people that I want to be around here, because again, real recognizes real and we boost each other up. I have not once asked Allie for an opportunity. She has not once asked me. We don't go there. I mean, I'm pretty sure that if we did ask each other for something, we would go all out, but we're all about positivity. We're all about just being really good friends. And I will go to bat for her each and every fucking time. She is somebody that I would take a bullet for. Same thing with Christina. Talk about a fucking powerhouse. Christina doesn't get the recognition that she fucking truly deserves. This woman, honestly, again, when I say she doesn't get the credit that she deserves, she truly doesn't. This is somebody that really, really does her fucking thing. She's an accomplished attorney. She works for one of the major law firms in Los Angeles, killing it over there. Doesn't take no for an answer. Somebody that will definitely have your back. I cannot tell you how many things that she's done for me, all the advice that she's given me. She is a true friend. She is definitely going places. That is, again, somebody that I surround myself with. She doesn't want anything from me. I don't want anything from her. She's all I want for her is to succeed and see her strength. And that's exactly what she's doing. She has come a long way. And I shit on her all the time about being a Virgo. I'm gonna eat my own shit like I did with Allie and the baby. She's not your typical Virgo. Fucking Christina's killing it. She is learning the lessons. She's really taking the time to absorb everything and really looking within. Yes, it could be frustrating because she is a Virgo and she wants to, you know, she wants things to develop right away for her, but she's taking the time to go within, and I cannot wait to see her get to where she needs to be. Christina, I'm going to do a shameless plug for you. Any hot guys out there looking for a beautiful woman, an accomplished, strong, a woman that can stand on her own, that doesn't need anything out of your bank account that she can't do for herself, come see my girl, Christina. She is gorgeous, beautiful, one of the greatest women I know. How was that, Christina? But yeah. Let's talk about some personal stuff that's going on. For the longest time, well, I think it's the last 2 weeks. I don't know if it was Scorpio season, and you know, I was talking about it with Allie that you know, it's all about death and you know, the leaves dying and the season changing. I was so fucking tired, not wanting to do anything. I was kind of out of it. And Heather, who I talked to pretty much on a daily basis, had reached out and she's like, "I haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on? Is everything okay?" She goes, "Whenever you pull back, I know that you're going through some bullshit or that you're in heavy, you know, you're heavy thinking about something." She was spot on. She offered to do a tarot reading. When I say Heather is a good tarot reader, she is one of the best. I mean, she's going to fucking talk herself down and say, "Oh, you know, I just follow the book," or whatever. She may follow the book, but it's her intuition and her vision that really makes the reading special. She did not know anything that was going on with me. She threw those cards down and she read me to filth. So again, whenever I'm being blocked or whenever I feel down, I turn to my really good friends that I know that are going to support me, that I know that I could trust, just like Heather, just like Christina, just like all the girls that I mess with, that I can count on to kind of build me up or boost me up or just kind of give me the support that I'm looking for. And then I get up and guess what? I walk on my own again. I'm not relying on them. I'm not relying on Heather to hold me up and walk with me here. She gave me the boost that I needed, slapped me back into reality, and I got up and walked on my own. Nothing wrong with people supporting you and kind of, you know, bigging you up and being inspirational to you. But again, you have to walk on your own 2 feet. You have to get up and you have to believe it. You have to practice it. You have to incorporate it. You have to learn the lesson behind it. You can't just, you know, keep relying on people to pick you up each and every time you fall here. I don't rely on a lot of people to pick me up, but I do rely on Heather for her support, to ask her, "Did I do this wrong?" Because sometimes I can't see past my own nose and I wonder if it's me doing it. So I'll lay everything out and be as honest with her as I can. And again, she'll pick up some material stuff that I'm missing and tell me, "Okay, maybe you should tweak this or do that." But again, at the end of the day, it's me taking action. So if you're going to have that support system, that's great. Have them support you all the way. But you need to walk. You need to do this on your own. You need to feel what you're saying. You need to practice what you preach. And again, do not post all these inspirational quotes just to big yourself up. And at the end of the day, before you go to bed, you're a miserable bitch. It doesn't fucking work that way. It's just a complete waste of time and a complete waste of energy. All that time that you're posting all those inspirational quotes, you can be doing something about yourself, you know, taking the time to heal, to reflect, to change things or whatever. Again, a lifetime of stupidity doesn't work itself out in a couple days or a couple of quotes here. It is a process here. So take the time that you need to do you and really make an effort to transform your life and evolve and grow, learn lessons. As hard as they may be, they are lessons that you need to learn, that you need to grow from. You can't escape them. Again, you can hide and run from, they will find you and you will have to go through it. And if you don't, guess what? I don't know what your belief system is when it comes to reincarnation. Your ass is going to come back and have to repeat those lessons again. So you decide whether or not you want to just go willingly in this lifetime and learn what you need to learn so that way you can grow and evolve, or you can go kicking and screaming and come back again and repeat it all over again. It's totally up to you. But that's my stance on it. That's what I feel about it. Let's do pop culture. Oh my God. So let's do this. So I don't know if you guys had heard that Amanda Bynes is making a comeback. God, Amanda Bynes, I share the same opinion with her as I do Britney Spears, and I'm a Britney Spears fan, not a diehard fan. I like some of her shit. I think she's really good. I think she's a really good dancer. I love her personality. But let's be truthful here. Britney lost that light in her eye. I don't give a fuck what anybody else says. I don't want that one gay guy coming back and telling me, leave Britney alone, even though he turned out to be a fucking hottie. I would nail him in a second. But Britney Spears lost the light in her eye. You can tell there's something off about her. She's present and she's here, but she lost something about her. There's something that really pierced her soul, that changed her direction and her way of looking at life really bad. I see that in Amanda Bynes too. She looked beautiful. I would have definitely put different clothes on her. She looked like a 90s mom in that outfit, but she looked fantastic. Her hair was kicking. Her face was beautiful, but here comes the light in her eye. It is gone. It is not shining like it once was. And everybody could say, well, look at all the shit that she's been through. Exactly. Look at all the shit that she's been through. Look at all the bullshit that was forced upon her. Christina, cover your ears. You're not going to like this. You know that Illuminati bullshit and that fucking industry, all the stuff that they did to her in the industry really did a number on her. Same thing with Britney Spears. There are people, and I'm not trying to be funny here, and I'm not trying to be disgusting or trying to promote violence in any way, shape, or form, but there's some people that can go through that and disconnect. Like, again, not being disrespectful, because I have a lot of good friends that are in the escort business. They're able to disconnect sexually. They're able to have a John come in and fuck the living shit out of them and like beat them up and like be able to disconnect from it and not take it personally. There's not a lot of people that are like that out there that can do it. You know, I had mentioned that I was sexually assaulted too. And yes, it hurt. Yes, it was painful. Yes, it was damaging mentally here. But I didn't lose a light in my eye. I realized what had happened. I realized it wasn't my fault. And I pride myself on my strength and the ability to get back up here. But there are people like Britney and Amanda Bynes that are not that strong, that you can see it in them. And they're fulfilling their contract with the industry and having to go on and do these things. That's why I mentioned in the last episode when it came to the Illuminati. There's a way that, I mean, you don't have to fucking brainwash them to that extent to where they lose sight of who they are and they're basically a machine. And that's what I see with Amanda Bynes. I wish her nothing but the best in life. And I hope that her comeback is strong. I hope she's able to go back and do her. Same thing with Britney. But again, there's just something off with the light in their eye. I'll make one little reference to when it comes to that. A family member of mine has two sons here. And one of them I was really close to. He was the younger son. And I had met him when he was a little boy, and I haven't seen him in some time now, but I remember reading him, and I was telling my cousin, I was like, he is really special. He's different. He seems so more in tuned. I said, I wouldn't go so far as to say psychic as I would say sensitive, or here's another word that I hate, empathic. He's able to pick up on things. And that kid loved me. He held my hand. He was really close to me. He was having deep conversations with me. And he was like maybe four or five at the time. So he was real little, but very inquisitive and very inquiring, wanted to know about stuff. And I had told my cousin, I was like, there's something different about him. And he said, well, you know, his mother thinks that he's got like ADHD or whatever. She wants to get him medicated. And I was like, don't do that. I said, it's not that he has a hard time focusing. I said, he's very much in his head and he's daydreaming and he's processing. I said, I would have to say it was kind of like me when I was a kid getting hits. Don't do that to him. Well, to make a long story short, the mother took it upon herself to get him help, took him to a psychologist. They gave him medicine. I think it was Ritalin or whatever they give people to kind of lithium or anything to calm them down. And when I saw him again, just like Britney and Amanda Bynes, the light in his eye was gone. And I remember kind of like, I couldn't cry in front of him. So I went in the bathroom and I cried because I felt really bad. I was like, my God, here's another one that is lost, you know, because not a lot of people understand spirituality, especially parents that are not part of that, or that, you know, have religious views or religious things going on, like being Catholic or Jewish or whatever the case may be. Their beliefs don't coincide with spirituality, like psychics and mediums and stuff. So they don't understand. They look at it in a different way. And to me, the only thing I could think of and what my guides told me was another one bites the dust. I know that sounds shady and it sounds a little fucked up, but that's true. Now I look at him and he's not the same kid anymore. Going back to Amanda and Brittany, same thing. So again, Amanda, I wish you well. If you ever want a reading, definitely reach out to me. I would love to read you. I would definitely take my time with you and just, I don't want to say nurture you or baby you, but you know, give you the time that you need. Same thing with you, Brittany. I've always loved you. Moving on. I heard that Ross Matthews and his stylist boyfriend Salvador broke up. I think that's his name, Salvador. Anytime somebody breaks up, that's a horrible thing. I remember meeting Ross Matthews on Hollywood Today Live. I'm sure he has a lot of people coming up to him. That was a really bad time for me. People always ask, what was it like to meet Ross Matthews? I like that fucker. He's funny. He cracks me up. His voice alone cracks me up, but he is not dumb. I remember going in, and here's the fucked up thing. I'll just give you a little bit of background. This is the time that Jay had me co-managed by that person, and I was living in New York. So I was staying there, and we flew back to LA to do Hollywood Today Live. And she got me a gig reading Ross Matthews, which was fun. I was like, okay, I'm all for it. I suffer from migraines. I don't get them all the time. I'll probably get one like maybe once every 2 months, but they're fucking horrible. They're ridiculous. And whenever a migraine comes on, I know my guides are telling me to slow down or the opportunity. I shouldn't be taking that opportunity. Something's off with it. Well, I can't contribute that to Ross Matthews and say that he was off or that I shouldn't have interviewed him or read him. It was more along the lines with the manager that was managing me. So she shows up. I show up to her hotel room. I'm all dressed. They had a stylist in there, so I'm getting changed. They're putting makeup on me. And all of a sudden, I get this migraine. I'm like, fuck. And I had told her, I was like, just to let you know, I said, I have a migraine. I said, it affects my vision. I said, it'll cloud up one side of my, it'll cloud up my right eye first, and then it'll move on to my left eye. I said, but I am literally blind when this happens. I cannot see. First thing out of this bitch's mouth is like, God damn it. Is this going to affect the fucking interview? Blah, blah, blah. I can't believe that I stick my neck out for you. I was like, shut the fuck up. Give me 3 Advils. It'll be fine here. But lower your fucking voice and don't make it fucking worse. And she's like, okay, fine. So we get there. I can't see when we show up there. Everything's all professional. We get in there and Ross Matthews is getting his makeup done. I go up to him. I don't know if he was trying to be a bitch. I'm not, Ross, you let me know. I walked up to you and keep in mind, whenever you get a migraine, or at least when I get a migraine, it looks like I had fucking cerebral palsy or like I had Bell's palsy. It looks like I had a stroke. My right eye was a little bit droopy and my face was a little bit saggy from that fucking migraine. So I go up to meet Ross Matthews and he's sitting in his chair and he's just as queenie as he is. And he's like, hi, nice to meet you. And I was like, hi. And I reached out to shake his hand and he looks at my shirt and he goes, oh my God, I love your shirt. Where'd you get it? Bitch, the first thing that came to mind was Mean Girls. You know when that bitch asked about the bracelet? I kind of looked at him and I was like, I don't even have time to decide whether or not you're being a bitch or you're being truthful here. But yeah, that's what it was. I met him. I read him. It was funny. Didn't get a chance to meet Salvador. He didn't ask about relationship advice during the reading. He didn't know what he wanted to talk about, and I didn't want to scare him. You could tell that he was hesitant, so I went in on his dogs. So sorry, you guys, if you looked at the Hollywood Today Live episode and didn't see me be all 100%, because I really wasn't. The background of that was I had a horrible migraine. But getting back into Salvador and Ross, it sucks again to end a relationship, but Salvador, I don't know what you have planned here. I see bigger and better than you. Salvador, I would love to see you do you. I would love to see that creative mind of yours fucking explode all over everything. I have been a huge supporter of yours. I watch all your Instagram stories. Ross, you too. I'm a supporter of you as well. I'll throw you a little bit of shit because we're both on the queenie side and that's what we do here. But Salvador, I would really love to see you step up and be more vocal and put more of your oomph out there, because I see bigger and better things than you. Sorry the relationship didn't work out. If you ever want a reading, reach out to me. I'll set you straight. Well, not too straight, but I will set you straight. I would love to meet up with you. Let's see what you can do. Let's see what 2019 brings in for you. I kind of feel like things are going to be changing for you. Things are going to be taking a turn for the better. I'm not saying that you're stagnant now, that you're not having anything taking place here, but I really think you're going to have your time to shine next year. Go do you. Go kill it on television. I don't give a fuck if you're styling, you know, Queer Eye for the straight guy, whatever it is. Go do you here. People need to see more of you. I love everything that you do. I think you have a great eye. So shout out to you. Who else do I want to go in on here today? I don't know if there's a lot of rap fans out there. I'm a rap fan, but I'm more of an old school rap fan. I'm late 80s, 90s, early 2000s rap. Everything after that is ridiculous. But what are your guys' thoughts on, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, so I'm just going to say 6ix9ine, the guy with the colored, with the rainbow hair and the rainbow teeth. I bet you fucking Tupac is rolling around in his goddamn grave if he's alive, if he's dead, looking at this guy calling himself a gangster, the king of New York, Big Jay-Z, I don't know, contact me from the other side, please. Yeah, I don't understand the appeal. Do you guys fuck with this guy? I know Marissa, I think Marissa messes with him or she likes some of his music. I can't stand him. I think he's about as real as Nicki Minaj. I can't do it. And Jay-Z, I mean, why are you allowing this fucking clown to talk about being the king of New York? So that was that. Apparently he got into some heavy bullshit and he's being locked away. The feds are coming in. He's in jail now. He's working with the feds. You know what that is? He's going to come out with some blonde hair afterward. They're going to dye his hair blonde. This is an attitude adjustment period. This is what happens. They take him away for a couple months, manipulate them, hypnotize them, get him to think outside the box, and he'll come back as a different person. I don't understand what the appeal is. I always think to myself, God damn it, if that fucking dumbass can make it on, I'm a shoo-in for this. Because again, I mean, it's all about image and people. I mean, I'm trying to keep real, recognized as real, alive here, but it's so hard when people are believing the fake shit and gravitating towards it. I cannot fucking do it. I mean, they just, like Kim said, they just don't make my breed anymore. And they really don't. I mean, it's so much bullshit going on. Nobody really knows what real is anymore. Even reality TV, it's so fucking diluted with fake shit. But yeah, let's move along here. Mariah Carey dropped a song called No, 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 I think. And she sampled the Crush on You beat that Little Kim did back in the 90s. Fucking love that song. Well, Mariah decided to step it up and she reached out to Kim, Cardi, and Missy. And now a remix is on the way. I hope this happens before 2018 is over here because it's going to send us into 2019 with a fucking bang. I'm so about this fucking remix. I've been dying for it. All the best females on this record here. Shout out to Mariah Carey. She looks fucking amazing. I am not going to lie. Talk about Britney Spears and Amanda Bynes losing that light in their eye. When Mariah Carey went through all that bullshit where they called her crazy, she didn't lose the light in her eye. Not one fucking bit. I have a feeling Mariah went along with it, and as much as she didn't want to, she had to do what they told her to do, but she never lost sight of who she is. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Mariah Carey is the real deal. I love that bitch. She is got great energy, and she's in more control than you think she is. She looked amazing on that talk show or that radio show that she was on promoting the song and telling everybody that she wanted Nicki, that she wanted Kim and Cardi on the remix. Now Missy jumped on it. She just was explaining herself really well. I watched some old school episodes with her on The Breakfast Club. And even back then when people were calling her crazy, she still had her personality. She is just very reserved and very cautious. She's been around too long to trust anybody. And that's exactly what I think that she's doing. It's just kind of playing it safe, having to go along with it because she has to. She's contractually obligated to do it, but she's still very smart about it and cannot wait to see what she does in 2019. I'm getting Mariah vibes all over the place. That's my thing when it comes to pop culture. I'm done ranting and raving. I know this episode was all over the place as usual, but I had to get shit off my chest. I promise next episode is going to be bigger and better. Anybody that wants to sign up for a reading and get more insight, wants me to break them off, wants to figure out, you know, what their path is or what they came here to do, definitely hit me up for a reading. Let's get a half an hour in. As I mentioned before, those half an hours aren't your regular half an hour. It can go into 40, 45 minutes, still at the flat rate there. Sign up for a reading, reach out, chrismedina.guide. Anybody that wants to take a look at me, well, what you can look at me when it comes to social media, because I'm not a model or an actress trying to pretend to be something that I'm not, feel free to hit up my social media at Psychic Chris M. That is Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Psychic Chris M. Again, you're going to find maybe a couple pictures of me, but that's all you need to get the gist of me. Not a model, not an actress. Anybody that has show ideas or wants to be on the show, that wants to get read, you know, guys, I'm telling you guys right now, it is a process having to go through all these things. There's so many to go over. I want to do everybody justice here. Again, I want to pretty much do everybody that's pitched in or that's wrote in that wanted to be read. I'm trying to get everybody all together here. But anybody that has ideas for the show or wants me to talk about certain things on the show or wants to sign up for an on-air reading or wants me to expose somebody through a picture, definitely hit me up with those ideas. Email askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com for submissions, pictures, on-air readings, concepts for the show, whatever the fuck, or even just to say hi. I'm all down for that. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Chris Medina for In Your Head, signing off.